So in our continuing discussions, trying to improve our tefillah. So we're trying to look at different portraits of tefillah in the Torah, in Tanakh. We spoke a little bit about the Avos. We spoke about the tefillah at Har Sinai. We spoke about Am Yisrael's quasi-tefillah in Mitzrayim, Batal Shabbasam. They didn't really daven. They just screamed, and that's considered a davening. There's a fascinating tefillah in the end of Parshas Balosra. Miriam is stricken with tzaras, and Moshe davens for Miriam. It's a very strange davening. Five words, four of which are two letters. Kel, Na, Rifa, Na, La. And the fifth word that isn't two letters is three letters. Rifa. So, what do we learn from this tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu? Please Hashem, heal Miriam. Or to say it more literally, please Hashem, please heal Miriam. So, the obvious textual effect is this is a very, very brief tefillah. Five words, four of which are two letters, one of which is three letters. And it teaches us, in a broader sense, that you should engage the success of your tefillah based on how long your Shmoneh Esrei is. Sometimes your more successful tefillahs are the tefillahs in which you feel comfortable with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you just say what you have to say, and you have kavana, and you don't have to shake, and you don't have to gyrate, and you don't have to push your hands anywhere, the same way you'd be talking to a regular person with whom you have a relationship, and you lodge a request. When I ask my wife to pass the salt, it doesn't take me more than three words, maybe four words. Please pass the salt. The Gemara actually says there was a story, I forget which shul it was, but one of the shuls of the Tanayim, in which one day the chazan came and was very, very long. Everyone's getting angry. Why is he still long? The people in shul are angry, the long balei tefillah. And wherever the Tana was, the Chananya said, Klum marachu yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. Is he davening more than Moshe? Moshe davened 40 days and 40 nights. Or in Veschanan, Moshe davened over 500 tefillahs, Chazal said, to get entry into Eretz Yisrael. Could you imagine? 500 times. And then the next day, someone came into shul and was very quick. You know, people upset with quick chazan, and why is he going so quick? So the Tana defended, and the same Tana said, Klum mekatzim Moshe Rabbeinu. Can his tefillah be any briefer than this? I mean, there are different forms of tefillah, not just different people, but different times of your life, and different moments, and different stages. So, first of all, when you see other people's davening, don't judge their davening. You see people that like to daven a little bit longer. Obviously, the person who davens has to factor into it for the tzibur. You can't just daven for the amud as long as you'd like. The thing about, you know, sometimes if I'm in a place and I'm just a regular person, so I just daven the way I like to daven. And sometimes I realize, oh my goodness, they're waiting for me. So then I quickly hustle, and finish the end, because it's not fair that my extra kavana, whatever time I need, should come at other people's expenses. It's like when I realize they're quiet beyond when they should be, and I'm only up to whatever, I start hustling and trying to say things as quickly as possible, because it's not my right to make other people wait for me. In a broader sense, what does this tefillah represent? Not just the length, but what does length really represent? The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please give me an answer. Hashiveni davar. And in the next pasuk, Hashem gives the answer right away. You don't really have that in Tanakh. We have the answer to a tefillah right after the tefillah. But right after Moshe says, Kel na rafa na la, Hashem explains the reason that Miriam has to be quarantined. Via yirak rak bifanav, it's in Pesukim in Balosra. What's happening here? Typically when we daven, it's very easy to come and daven from the following position, from the following state of mind. I'm a Rasha. I don't deserve anything. I have no right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'cha Hashem matztakav l'ana boshes apanim. Ma'anu. Makochenu, Ma'itzein, Ma'givurusein, Ma'namar l'fenecha yeshiv, Ma'amani tzapel l'fenecha sheikhan shechakim. Moshe is introducing another tefillah. When you say five short words, and that's all, it comes from a position of expectation. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I expect you to heal Miriam. Now, how do we capture that? Now, in Chassidus, maybe I'll talk about Chassidus some other point, but we're not at that madrega. Expectation actually became demanding. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I demand that this happens. And we'll talk maybe about a Gemara in Brachos tomorrow, which Moshe Rabbeinu made demands of Hashem. I don't think anyone sitting here in this corner can start to make demands of Hashem. But what I would like to move the needle is, it's easy to come and daven from a position of not expecting anything. Why? Because I don't expect anything from you, Hashem. I don't deserve anything. And what's the reciprocal statement? And you shouldn't expect anything from me, Hashem. You know, I'm asking a request, like you go to a bank, you go to a grocery store, see some stranger on the street, you say, please, 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 can I change your tire? you have no expectation that he'll say yes, and therefore there's no responsibility for you to reciprocate. It's a pure favor. The second you start moving to the point where you daven in this tone of Moshe Rabbeinu, even without it being aggressive, we'll talk about aggressive tefillahs tomorrow, you're basically assuming two things. Number one, you're assuming that you have emuna, that Hashem can actually fulfill your request. To ask for something in this way, if you ask a pure favor, Adir, can you give me $10 million? I don't really think you have $10 million, so it's just a throwaway request. But if I say, Roe, can you give me $10? Roe may have $10, so I have emuna. You can continue, Roe. I have emuna that... So when you make that request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you make it that way, you're implying that I have emuna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you will really answer me. So sometimes the brevity of the tefillah and the style of the tefillah reflects the level of emuna you have. Like, ask yourself when you're davening, do you really believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can? I hope you do. And do you really believe Hashem will? That's a harder thing. We're asking for nisim. Do you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will perform nisim? I've told you many times, I'm more convinced that Hashem will perform nisim for us at some point than I am that this is a cell phone. You could easier convince me that this is what do they call those? Those images, a 3D image, not a halogen, a hologram. You could sooner, thank you. Sooner convince me that need Israelis to teach us English. You could sooner convince me this is a hologram than Hashem will not do nisim for us. So when I daven for nisim, I'm fully confident Hashem will perform nisim. I just don't know when. So when you make that type of request from Hashem, it's implying the trust that Hashem will. But more than the trust, it's the relationship. And when I make those requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I have expectations of Hashem, then he has to have expectations of me. Let me give you an example. One of my Zaydis, big Talmud Chacham, escaped the Holocaust. I grew up on stories of him running away from Hitler. I was 5 years old. I imagine Hitler in a Jeep chasing my Zaydi down the block. He said, I ran away from Hitler. I thought, what does it mean to run away? And you're a 5-year-old like you're playing tag. So he was running away from Hitler, was chasing him down the street. But he literally told me all the classic stories, last train, last passport, last this, last that. You know, all the stories we've heard, you can fill in the blanks. And he told me that at every juncture, when he needed money, when he needed his passport, when he needed to get on the last train, he would look up at Hashem and say, Hashem, I do your business, you do my business. Namely, I'm your Eved Hashem, I'm here to serve you, I expect you to take care of me. That's a tefillah based on expectation, but expectations are reciprocal, they're dual. Sometimes it's easier to daven, I don't deserve anything, I'm just asking your favor, because that doesn't put any responsibility on you. Once you enter that place of davening, then all of a sudden, it's based on a relationship. When I ask my wife, please pass the salt, and I don't daven for 5 minutes, it's because I spend my whole day helping her. I spend my whole day being her husband and being her partner. So therefore, I have the right, quote-unquote, to ask her to pass the salt without too much effort, because there's a relationship. So I'm not expecting your tefillah to change suddenly, to bend your fists and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see tomorrow, I demand this of you. But when you ask Hashem when feeling a little bit entitled is too harsh a word, but deserving, it changes the complexion of your relationship with Hashem, and it changes the complexion of your belief in Hashem. And this is what Moshe's tefillah teaches us. Kael na refan Allah. He's polite. He says not twice. I call this the please sandwich. Some people say please very often. I say please too much. I have to be careful not to say please, 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 right? Remember, you know, I'm not going to say whom, but someone told me the story that they're too polite. So every time they were a student in medical school and they'd be following the doctors around the hospital, they'd be apologizing for themselves. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. And at one point, the attending doctor said, if you apologize one more time, I'm going to throw you out of this rotation. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Sometimes you can be too polite. It gets under people's skin. Like, stop saying I'm sorry. Have more confidence. Say what you're saying. I'll tell you whether you're right or wrong. Stop saying please. You said please once. You have to say, like the people say, Amir Tashem, 5 times in every sentence. It's important to say Amir Tashem. It's important to say Be'ezus Hashem. But Amir Tashem, Be'ezus Hashem, B'li Nader, B'li Ayin Hara, it weighs down the sentence and it breaks communication. So, but Moshe says please twice. Kael, na, rifa, na, la. But the short tefillah isn't just a question of respecting tefillah, even if it's short. It's a different mentality of tefillah. It's a tefillah that's based on a relationship that now you have to work on, and it's a tefillah that's based on the trust that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will answer, maybe the answer that you're not looking for, but will answer, and therefore the tefillah can afford to be a tefillah katsara. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Since Azari is here, so I'll give you a little bit of a break. We'll give you a 9 o'clock start, Isaiah, okay? For you.